It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Eco Chic. It is so good to have you here today. My name is Laura Diaz. Happy holidays. Welcome to the annual Black Friday episode of Eco Chic. Today's episode is all about tips for more conscious consumption. We're not necessarily just talking about sustainable holiday purchases, but this is a time of high impact for advertisements, for sales, and it's so easy to overbuy or buy things that you weren't even planning on buying in the first place. So I hope that today's conversation helps you think through those holiday purchases a little bit more mindfully, and I hope these are tips that help you out all year long. If you enjoy this episode of Eco Chic, if you learn a little something, share it with a friend, post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me at Eco Chic Podcast. And if this is your first time tuning into the show, make sure you are subscribed wherever you're listening today, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever it may be. My links are always in the show notes if you ever want to get in touch. Let's jump in. Five tips for more conscious consumption during the holidays. Conscious consumption is not just about giving to others, but it's also that pressure to buy for yourself. Let's all acknowledge it. When you see a sale for something that you've been eyeing for a minute, it's really easy to start buying for yourself during the holiday season. So tip number one is, do I need this? And it's not to say that you can only buy things that you need, but really think through, have I even thought about this purchase before? Or am I buying something on impulse? Am I buying something because I feel pressured? Because I've seen it so many times on social media. I feel like a good answer to the do I need this question is something that you have thought about for a long time and you've stopped yourself from purchasing it because it's just a little bit out of your price point. So if there is a Black Friday deal on the hair dryer that you've been eyeing for quite some time and now it's in a price range that you can justify a little bit more, go ahead and do it. Because again, if you have the means and you've really thought this through, then that's a conscious consumption purchase, especially if it's something high quality that you're going to have for a really long time. The flip side of that is being susceptible to a holiday gift guide or a sponsored ad for Black Friday advertising a 30% off sale of a clothing brand that you've never shopped before. Do you truly need that? Have you thought about purchasing from that brand before? Is the item that you're purchasing something that you actually want? Or are you just buying it because it's 30% off? So yes, my number one tip for more conscious consumption is actually just stopping yourself and thinking, have I thought about this purchase before? Tip number two of five for ways to think more consciously about your holiday consumption is around gift giving. Do they want this? I think a really good example of a time where this question will stop you in your tracks a little bit is if you're trying to give a gift to someone who is a little bit difficult to give a gift to, and you just want to buy something easy, or you just want to buy something off a gift guide you saw on TikTok. I think a funny conversation I'm seeing more and more around gift guides and gift giving is especially in regards to giving gifts to quote unquote the men in your life. So boyfriends or dads or uncles or brothers or any of those male figures that you're just not so aligned with their interests. So you just kind of want to buy them something easy. And a lot of these gift guides are promoting things like beard oil, leather goods, stuff for golfing. And what if your brother is not a golfer? What if your boyfriend is just not that invested in his facial hair upkeep? A beard oil is not the gift for this man. And you can certainly take this same approach when you are going into a department store. If there's a really wonderful display, gifts for mom. Is your mom a flannel pajama person anyway? If she's not, then don't feel pressured to buy her the holiday-themed flannel pajama sets just because it is in this really beautiful display at a department store. Those are two kind of silly surface-level examples of gifts that are being pushed on people that are not necessarily one size fits all, but really, again, think deeply about the person that you're giving it to. And as opposed to buying a default gift or something that you feel encouraged to buy by a gift guide, by a big store, by your email inbox, think a little bit more deeply about the person. if you think a leather good would be a really great gift for someone and then you remember that they're a vegan, there you go. You've stopped yourself in your tracks. Think about the person that you're genuinely giving this to, how they're going to appreciate this gift, and what they could truly involve in their life. This leads really nicely into tip 3 of ways for more conscious consumption during the holidays. Think about your values and the values of the gift giver in your life. I think values are a really great thing to keep top of mind, of course, all year round, but especially during the holidays when you feel pressured to buy or you're buying more than you normally would, or you're buying for people you wouldn't normally be giving things to. Values are a really great way to check your gift and check how it will be received. I'm again going to use the example of having someone in your life that's a vegan. Perhaps if you want to give them a makeup product, let's make sure it's from a cruelty-free brand. If you want to give them some sort of physical item, a passport case or a purse or something like that, let's make sure it's not a new leather good. Those are just two examples of kind of low-hanging fruit when you're considering someone's values, and I think a vegan is a really great example for that. Similarly, if you have someone who is really invested in the ethics of the fashion industry, for example, let's make sure that we're thinking about the ethics behind a particular brand. Let's try and avoid shopping on Amazon if that person doesn't like to shop on Amazon. So again, these seem like really no-brainer kind of things, but it's really easy to feel pressured to purchase during this season. I think the value also of sustainability and waste is really helpful to keep top of mind, and I'm going to mention that because this is a show that talks a lot about sustainability and conscious consumerism. If you have someone in your life that has genuinely asked for no gifts or no waste, or someone with kids and they don't want noisemakers, or, you know, whatever those little requests are from that particular person, this is a great opportunity for you to think about experience-based gifts. So we're not necessarily giving stuff, but we're giving the time back to people. So a great example of this that we always hear around conscious consumption and experience-based gifts is a cooking class. My sister actually gave me a cooking class last year for my birthday, and it was an incredible experience that I loved and I've continued to talk about every opportunity I've gotten. Similarly, you could give someone tickets to a show. You could think about a camping reservation. That's my latest favorite experience-based gift because you are promising to spend time with this person in the future.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
These examples of experience-based gifts really speak to someone's values, someone's passions, what they hold in high regard in their life. This is a great opportunity to really show someone that you've thought about them, you've thought about the person they are, what they'd like to spend their time doing, and again, what their values are, how they like to receive, and how they like to live their life. Tip number 4 hopefully will prevent overbuying, especially if you're someone who has started purchasing early for the holiday season. I think it's really helpful to think around a structure for how you're giving your gifts. A popular structure to gift giving, one that I've been seeing a lot of buzz around, is especially helpful for parents giving to children that don't want to overgive from Santa. Something you want, something you need, something you wear, and something you read. I think this is really cute and it helps you compartmentalize how you're giving gifts. You can say, okay, I've already checked off the something you read box and now we're gonna move on to something you wear. If I'm only buying 4 gifts for a child, this gives me some concept and some buckets to fill. So I'm not just going to a toy store and buying whatever looks good or whatever's trendy that year. Structure to gift giving could also be, I am buying all of my girlfriends a book this year. I think that's a really easy example and one that people really like. And then you can tailor the content or you can tailor the books to that person, to their values, to their interests. Maybe there's something that they've been really excited about learning about recently. And then again, that gives you some structure to say, okay, I know I'm just buying books, but it still gives you enough flexibility to kind of pick and choose and personalize it for someone. The benefit to structuring your gift giving in any sort of way and whatever makes sense for you is, again, that you can stop purchasing once you've fulfilled that structure, once you've kind of checked off the items of that checklist, so to speak, because it is really easy to overbuy, again, especially if you're starting early, especially if you are excited about gift giving. There are some people that are really, really good at it, and it's easy to just keep thinking of good things if that's your personality, if you're a great gift giver. You can stop at some point, and you have to give yourself kind of that deadline or that finishing point to say, okay, again, I've already fulfilled the structure of my gift giving. Tip number 5 of 5 for more conscious consumption during the holiday season. I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you are buying something on sale that you weren't originally going to buy, you're not saving money. You're still spending money. The tip here is to stop letting yourself believe that you are getting a good deal or that you are saving money if those weren't items you were thinking about in the first place. We talked about this for tip number 1. This is especially easy if you are buying for yourself during the holidays, if you are looking to save a little bit of money on something that you have been eyeing for a long time. It's really easy to justify an impulse purchase based on the sale price of that item. However, again, if you weren't already thinking about buying it, you're not actually saving any money. You're just spending money. Once you start checking yourself and how you are reacting to sales and how you think about sale prices, it's a lot easier to stop yourself from overbuying. It's a lot easier to make sure that if you're only spending X amount of dollars this holiday season, if you have given yourself a budget, that budget is going towards things that you genuinely care about, that the people that you're giving gifts to are genuinely going to enjoy, because you've thought through all of these other tips that we've had today about the person, about their values and their hobbies, and if a physical item is really the right thing for that person or if an experience is the right thing for that person. If you sit down, give yourself a sheet of paper, let's say, and just start brainstorming personality traits about the people that you're giving your gifts to, that should be where your budget comes from. It shouldn't be because you're walking through the mall and there's a great sale and you think, oh, you know what? I think my mom would really like a new blow dryer. She doesn't need one. She wasn't asking for one. Just because it's a nice brand and I got to save a little money, she thinks that I spent a lot of money on it, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good gift. Something expensive is not necessarily a good gift. So again, when you're thinking about sales prices, think really consciously about why you are allowing yourself to believe this is a quote unquote good deal. That's it for today's episode of Eco Chic. Thank you so, so much for spending your time with me today. This has been a real treat. I love starting the season off with these kinds of conversations and these kinds of conscious consumerism reminders for all of us. Because at the end of the day, the holidays really aren't about the gift giving. It's really about the people, it's about the time, and I feel like that's so cheesy and we say it all the time, but I feel like especially in a post-COVID world, it's never mattered more to me to spend my time with the people I love, doing experiences, really taking part in things that fulfill me individually, and not necessarily just buying stuff and buying decor. In recent years, I have realized that my truest joy during the holiday season is sitting on my mom's couch with a terrible holiday romance book, something with really no plot, no conflict, a very predictable ending, and that fake TV fire is going on in the background. You know, those 8-hour YouTube videos, that's just a fire crackling for hours and hours. That, I'm telling you, that scenario is the most pure holiday joy that I believe I can experience personally. That being said, I hope today's episode of 5 tips for more conscious consumption during the holiday season helps you out, helps you think through the purchases of the holiday season a little bit more. There's a lot of pressure to buy, there is pressure to give, and we all want to give something good. So if we can do that in alignment with our values of more mindful spending, of more ethical purchases, of giving people things that they truly want and value as opposed to just more stuff, I feel like that is really all I can ask for this season. Thanks again so much for hanging out. I have loved this so much. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you learned a little something. Again, don't forget to share it with a friend and post it on Instagram and share it in the group chat and all of those great things. If you are listening to Eco Chic for the very first time, welcome. It is so fabulous to have you here. Again, make sure you're subscribed on Spotify or Apple or iHeartRadio or wherever you like to listen to podcasts, because I'm looking forward to hanging out with you next week. Bye.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.